Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening to listen to On Fire to Inspire. I tell you, I'm excited about tonight's show. We are getting off to a great start for 2016, but we're going to take a quick pause for our sponsors. Our sponsors are brought to you by Miss Alexandra Townsend. And she is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, Unique Expression by Design. And I'm just telling you, we've had so many people that have been just blessing this show, and I thank God for each and every sponsor. Now, we are running a special this month for the month of January. You can advertise your business, your book, or whatever. I will actually mention it each and every week, and I'm only charging $25. So the month of January, we're starting out trying to help you get promotions as you sow into this fruitful ministry of On Fire to Inspire. And again, it's only $25 for the entire month. So if you are interested, email onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Send your information, send your logo, and we'll definitely get you out there and post you on all of our media outlets. Well, we are back to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler. And our topic tonight is goal setters, goal seekers, goal chasers. Which one are you? So when the Lord gave me that topic, I was like, okay, wow. And he connected me to this awesome, awesome lady. And her name is Dr. Janae Bishop. I tell you, I've just been blessed by the connection. It was definitely a divine connection. And I am so in awe of God. So I thank God for her this evening. And welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Dr. Janae. How are you this evening?
Well, thank you. Good evening, Aaliyah. I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, each and every week, one of the questions I tend to ask my guests is who is Dr. Janae? So I'm not going to ask you who you are. I'm going to actually read a little bit, which I never do, and they know that. I'm going to read a little bit about from your bio about who she is so you can understand why I'm bringing her forward to help us with our goals. I have my notebook ready. I have my pen ready because we're going to be walking into 2016 fruitful, and everything, every bit of greatness is in us, it's going to exude, and we're going to walk in success this year. So we're being prepared, and we're doing it intentionally. So here's the information about Dr. Janae. Dr. Janae Bishop is a native of New York City, and she's an experienced school principal, certified school counselor, and certified personal development coach. Janae is an energetic, compassionate person who believes her purpose is to inspire people to excel through their learning and growth. She is the founder and CEO of Have Joy LLC, through which she shares her expertise as a personal development coach. Now, in addition to all of this, this awesome lady, she has used her years of experience as a leader and administrator, a counselor, a veteran. Yes, you heard me correctly. She is a veteran. She's a volunteer and personal development coach. And she engages in her rapport and diverse skills, empowers others to achieve long-held goals. Now, I tell you, she served as an Army captain, and she served as a public affairs and finance officer in the Army Reserves and the North Carolina National Guard. She served active duty in Operation Desert Storm. So I'm telling you, when God put this lady in our path, she teaches leadership conferences, workflow conferences, self-care. I'm telling you, she's also the National Alternative Education Association's, and that's NAEA, board director for Region 3, which is Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. She also serves as a board member of the Georgia Association of Alternative Education. She's vice commander and treasurer for the Military Order of World Wars, Augusta Chapter, and also serves on the Eagle Scout Review Board, Columbia County, Georgia. So I'm telling you, she's also an author of a book that's coming out this month, and that book is entitled How Much Joy Is in Your Journey, A Creative Guide to Your Fearless Vision. So we're talking about setting goals, and your goals are directly aligned with you achieving that vision, for that vision manifesting, for that vision coming to life. So as I'm speaking, your baby should be leaping because this lady is just powerful. So without further ado, and she's, oh, and I forgot to tell you, she's also a wife and a mother of two sons, William and Matthew, with William II and Matthew. So in addition to all of her accomplishments, she is also a wife and a mother. So I tell you, my hat goes off to her, and I am so excited about having her as a guest tonight. So welcome again to On Fire to Inspire.
Oh, my goodness. Good. Thank you so much. That was such a warm welcome. Thank you, Aaliyah.
You are so welcome. Now, so Dr. May, we're going to just kind of jump right in. Tell me, what exactly is goal setting? What is goal setting?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing that topic, because it's so timely with this being the beginning of the year. And I want to start off with a quote. The one trait that all successful, fulfilled people cultivate, be they writers, teachers, entrepreneurs, artists, parents, politicians, or athletes, is a passion and enthusiasm for life. We all need a compelling vision for our lives, one so powerful that we are driven to do whatever it takes to achieve it. That is a quote from Tony Robbins, an inspiring motivational speaker. And the reason why I wanted to start off with that is because to activate a vision that one has for their lives, they must set goals. And so when we take into account what is a goal setter, we must acknowledge that we all need goals. What else would drive us to do the things we do or mark our accomplishments? So setting goals is the best way to accomplish our dreams and to fulfill our vision. Now, the research shows that a SMART goal, S-M-A-R-T goal, is that it's a goal that is specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-framed. And for all of those individuals out there who work in education, I'm sure that they have heard this many times when working on school improvement plans. But I want to make sure that the audience is aware that SMART goals can help you to better track your progress, get realistic expectations, and will help get you further along than you could have ever imagined. So, as a goal setter, I want to encourage everyone as we embrace 2016 to choose the right goal. Make it formal. Formalize it by following the SMART goal framework. Devise a plan. Stick to it and stay flexible. And always, always assess what the goal is. It's really important for us to set goals in our lives in order to be able to manifest our vision.
Oh, cool, cool. So I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we're understanding now what a goal is, why we're setting goals. But tell me, if it's setting us up for the greatness, why do people not do it?
Oh, my, that is the $10,000 question. And probably it's out of fear. Oftentimes, even with clients that I have worked with, there's a fear of being successful. There's a fear of the impact that it would have on a relationship. There's even the fear of getting promoted and the responsibilities that might incur. And so oftentimes, individuals, either through the course of having a life coach or a personal development coach or a Christian coach, they seek someone who can help them to, A, identify their goal, B, develop a course of action to accomplish their goal, and then that individual helps to keep them accountable. Oftentimes, when individuals do complete their goals, they go on to complete even more goals. But as life would have it, there are those of us, and there have been many instances in my life when I have not actually completed a goal, and I'm here to share with everyone out there, I'm not perfect. I'm just like everyone who is listening to this radio program. But you know what? The research also suggests that we learn just as much from our failures as we do from the goals that we accomplish. So remember, look at an incomplete goal as simply another step towards you being success in the direction that you were meant to go into.
Amen, amen.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, you said something a moment ago, and you said sometimes people are afraid of being successful. And
Certainly. That
right there, that is so true. Sometimes, like you said, they're afraid of being successful because of, you know, maybe their mate isn't supportive, their husband or wife isn't supportive. The extra responsibility for the workplace if they're not working for themselves. They don't want the headache that comes with it, you know. but that's like, you know, you wouldn't think that people are afraid of being successful. But it's true. That happens all the time.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And even part of the title of your program this evening regarding goal seekers, I believe that everyone has a goal that they're seeking, even if it's a young lady seeking to get married or seeking to get divorced or seeking to remain single. We all seek something at some point in time, and we all need to seek or have goals. We all need to constantly test ourselves to push past obstacles in our way and achieve what we're striving for. And, you know, in reality, that's called personal growth. So there's really no reason to be afraid, even though being afraid is a natural human emotion. We need to mature as human beings. It isn't so much the goal, but how you handle the adversity in failing at it or in attaining the goal. Did you know that we often learn from more failures one after the other? Even though you had read my bio and had shared a number of the transitions in my life and the things that I've done, there have been many more failures before I had reached any of those areas. But truly, my faith in God, the support of my husband and kids and my extended family kept me encouraged to do what I needed to do. So for those of us out here who have failed at something along the way, be encouraged to set another goal and work on those obstacles that you face as you work your way toward the new goal. And hopefully, as you set more sequential goals that build on one another, you're working toward an end goal. So even as a goal seeker, you may be constantly encountering obstacles and seeking ways to overcome them. But remember, you will become stronger in the long run as a result of setting the goal and as well as seeking the goal.
Wow. Wow. You know, a lot of times when people have a goal that they didn't reach and, you know, they failed at it and, you know, they're like, okay, well, I'm just going to give up. But the thing of it all is what did you learn from that? You know, it's not
Absolutely.
About, I read something on Facebook, it said it's not about falling, it's about the getting up. And I said, yes,
Ooh,
it's
yes.
about the getting up, but it's about what did you learn while you were down there?
Absolutely.
What did you learn while you were down there?
You know,
that's
so pivotal. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, yes. Now, what would you say to a person that has, you know, they've set these goals, they set them where they thought they were attainable, and time after time they have not reached those goals? What would you say to that person who's just kind of distraught now? What would you say to that person?
Oh, my, that is very, very overwhelming question for many people, because oftentimes in my coaching practice, some individuals may be wondering why even go about chasing goals if there's a possibility of getting disappointed or not meeting it. And when I ask people about their goals, they will come up with a long list, many of them, but when they are asked the reason behind chasing those goals, they do not have convincing answers. So to all the goal chasers and would-be goal chasers, why do you chase your goals? And there's a couple of questions. Is it to feel better, to experience a sense of achievement? Is it to do something different than others? You want to do something that is fun to do, but then you find out maybe this wouldn't be as fun. You chase a goal because everyone else is doing something. Is it for career or money or purpose or anything else? What is the reason for chasing those goals? And like myself, how many of us have had goals in our life that may not have been the essence of where we were in our heart, but it was because we were fulfilling someone else's dream? That gets in the way oftentimes of being able to really fulfill the goal that we have set for ourselves. So I want to say to the listeners out there, because I've learned this the hard way and as a result of accomplishing goals, I've learned that if you're miserable when you hit your target or you accomplish your goal, then really in your heart of hearts, it's not really a victory. Personally, I want you to think of this. If you have to dumb down or tone down your intellect or amp it up to be more appealing to more people, and you're feeling as though you're not being authentic,
then we need to reevaluate whether or not that goal that you've set for yourself is actually the goal that was meant for you. Personally, as I've gone through the 20-some-odd years of speaking and working with women and young people, my experience have also included working with young teen moms who have been pregnant, who are pregnant or currently having children, and they want to stay clean off of drugs. And then I've also had the other side of the spectrum of working with young people who were victims of sex abuse. And what I have found now years later is that the goal in our lives really revolves around how we want to feel when we reach that certain point in our life. And so in terms of goal chasing, I encourage everyone, look for the feeling that you want to have once you get to a certain point. In research, there's a term called the hedonic treadmill, that once you reach one, you're on that treadmill speeding through life, and once you reach one point in your life, you set another goal. And you reach that goal, and then you set another goal. And then you reach that goal, and you set another goal. And that was exactly how my life was. I'm the oldest in my family. I have two younger brothers. My parents were always encouraging. My dad wasn't able to finish school. My mom was able to finish high school. Being one of the older cousins in my family, there was a big responsibility to lead by example. And I must admit that there were times when the goals that I accomplished, such as finishing college the first time around, was so that my younger cousins would have something to aspire to. But now at this stage in my life, I'm focusing on even having all those accomplishments, how do I want to feel when I reach this point? And so here's a question, Aaliyah, that I ask a number of my clients in my practice. If you only had 2 weeks left to live, would you say that you are living your best life? Is the goal that you're chasing right now what defines you? And you'd be surprised how oftentimes that causes many of us to reevaluate what we're chasing and the dreams that we have.
Wow. I like that because it really is like when you have that kind of time frame, so to speak, and you kind of know it, then it's like, you know what, why waste time on stuff that's not serious, you know, the minor stuff. So really, love that. I really, really love that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so we talk about the goal setters. We talked mm-hmm. about goal seekers, the goal chasers. Now, the people that chase their goals, do they seem to be more motivated than the other two? What have you seen in your expertise?
Oh, my. That is so interesting. Oftentimes, when you see the individuals who are the goal chasers, they're the ones that when you're on the outside looking in, it seems like they had this meteoric rise to the top, that they have moved so quickly in all of the things that they are doing. When I look at my resume, I often would think, you know what, I think I was a goal chaser somewhere down the line, because there were times when my professional life and education overlapped with volunteerism that I was doing in the community. But in both of those areas, it was parallel that I was moving very quickly and doing things in the community that seemed to put me in positions of leadership. When I was in the reserves and the military, I was working in nonprofits, constantly still doing things that was helping women, helping children, but because of my, some say, effervescent personality or energetic personality, I've always been blessed with being given opportunities to do something more. But, you know, I'd like to share with you a story that made me realize and was the motivation for my book that as I go through the journey of life, when you're a goal chaser, you often mm-hmm. lose sight of enjoying where you are at that time. And so you get to the destination and realize that you have not enjoyed the scenery along the way. I remember one experience as an assistant principal at a high school that my sons attended. Both sons were on the football field, and I was sitting in the bleachers typing away on my laptop, working on a paper, and my husband was at the game with us, and my husband had said, "Hey, Jay, did you see that play?" And, you know, I faked it as though I saw the play. As, you know, moms are always multitasking, and especially if you're a working mom, you multitask even more. And I remember wrestling with that emotionally when I went home, that this paper could have waited another hour, could have waited another day, but I missed a moment in time in my son's life. And those are the kinds of things that when you're goal chasers, every 3 years, every 4 years, you're getting a new position, you're being involved in something in the community, you end up losing out on the things that are happening around you. And then you look back over the years and you wonder, wow, was it all worth it?
Wow. Wow. I like what you said about enjoying the scenery, because a lot of times you're just, you know, you need to be focused, but while you're focused, enjoy where you are as you're growing and as you're moving. You know, I didn't take the time to even look at the sky at one point when I was in my moving. Now I look at the sky and I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful. Look at the clouds, you know, things that I didn't like. You're like, okay, was she just born yesterday? No, I just woke up yesterday, you know, and I saw the glory of what God created for us to enjoy on a daily basis, you know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that you shared that, because when I thought of the title of your radio program, On Fire to Inspire, you know, I started to think about what does that mean to me? Because just like you said, you know, you reach a point where you start to appreciate the simple things in life, because if God took you from this earth today, you're not going to really be thinking about that last paper that you didn't do or the bank report that you didn't complete. You're going to be thinking about the loved ones that you left behind. And when I thought about the title of your program and what it meant to me, it means stepping into one's own greatness and owning who I am, not only as a person, but as a woman, fulfilling the calling that I have and the purpose in my life. It's raising the bar and embracing who I am and taking it as far as I can go. And to use that enthusiasm that has helped me to accomplish goals in my life and inspire others in some way. Fire is a very powerful force of nature. And so just like with what you're doing, lighting the fire for those of us who are listeners on your program, you certainly personify being an amazing inspiration. And I appreciate you and what you're doing.
Amen. Thank you so much. I tell you, I am so excited to be able to do it. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm just a vessel. This is God's platform that he set for me to do. So I said, okay, I'm going to do what you say do, but this is your platform. I'm just this vessel, and I'm just the voice behind it. So, you know, I'm just excited and elated each and every week. And I can actually have had a day where I'm just running and doing different things, or, you know, pulled in different directions, and I'm exhausted. And as soon as it's time to go on air, there's a strength that he gives me, like a renewed strength, like the Bible said, he'll renew your strength, because he's equipped me for some time as this, because there are people that need to hear this show each and every week. Ever since he gave me the petition to do this, December 9th, 2014, I've been on here each and every week, and I thank you for
congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
Thank you, because that's what he said do, so that's what I'm doing. So I'm so excited. So, did you have something else that you wanted to share before we open up the lines and see if we have any questions?
Sure. I wanted to say, in addition to what you had already read in terms of my bio, that I help women who are in transition. And so in doing that, I end up speaking with women on a variety of topics as it relates to their own personal empowerment and personal development. And I just wanted to share some of that in case a listener had a question. I wanted to be able to convey that even with the bio that Aaliyah has read, I didn't start with everything or with the silver spoon, you know, being given to me. I took my own life from being small to enlarged through definitely my faith in God, going from growing up in the projects in New York City to, as Aaliyah said, being a successful wife. I hope my husband thinks I'm a successful wife. Definitely being a mother and a school leader and the things that she mentioned. I wanted to also share with the audience that I have fueled my fire to encourage and teach many how to take the lead in their own lives, because I do believe that we should all think big, aim high, because God did intend for us to lead full lives in service and with abundance. My story and why it may be important to this show is that for the sake of who may be tuning in, I'd like to make sure that you know that faith is key and utmost, and that has been the biggest part of me and my transition in every stage in my life. And I like to focus on the fact that I am just a regular person who has faced loss, disappointment, but have always realized that as a child of God, I am never alone. I've had setbacks just like everyone out there, but those setbacks became stepping stones to greater accomplishment. And so I thank you all for listening to Ms. Butler, and I hope that I can be of service.
Amen. Well, we truly, truly appreciate you this evening. And I'm going to open up the lines and see if anyone have any questions for us tonight or any comments. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 and we will you will be live. You'll be able to ask a question for Dr. Janae, or you can ask a question for me, or you can actually just make a comment. Press one. Don't be shy, guys. This is 2016. We're coming in, moving in this greatness, moving with momentum, and we're being intentional about everything that we're doing. So if you have questions, you want to make a comment, please make sure you press. Oh, we have some people pressing the number now. All right. Here we go, Dr. Janae.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Welcome to Inside Inspire. You are live with Aaliyah and Dr. Janae. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, this is Nowers. Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi, how are you, Miss Now?
I'm good. Hi, Dr. Janae.
Hi there. How you doing, darling?
I am great. You're so welcome. I just want to say I have been enjoying the blog tonight. I am a wife, married woman, married, three children, and I am a very busy woman, but I just have been enjoying everything you've been saying about setting your goals. You know, one of the problems that I face, you know, you try to keep that balance, you know, as far as you want to keep your home happy, but at the same time, you know, you have your own goals. Because a lot of times as mothers, as wives, we lose ourselves. A lot of women lose themselves, mm-hmm. and they think after they have children and they're married that, you know, they're only supposed to fulfill that purpose in their life. Mm-hmm. But I am the type of woman where I like to push and motivate other women. Just because you're married and just because you have children, that does not mean that you're supposed to stop, you know, pursuing your career goals or whatever goal you may have in life. So I just want to thank you for tonight's blog. I have been enjoying it, and that's all I have to say.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, my. Thank you so much for sharing that. You really have your finger on the pulse of the fact that women can have it all. The research suggests that there's no such thing as work-life balance, but there is work-life flow, and sometimes we may be flowing 70% in one area, 30% in another area, but definitely I believe that life is meant to be lived abundantly, and many people in Western culture are striving for success. We're all trying to have it all, and there are people who want to make a lot of money, but then their relationships suffer. There are people who are highly spiritual, but then they're broke either spiritually or financially as well. There are people who want the home, a great business, and all of those outer things. And however, these outer things does not necessitate what we really want, which is happiness and joy. We go for these outer things thinking that they're going to bring us the happiness, but it's backwards. We have to work on our inside first. So thank you so much for sharing your transition and your growth in this process, and I wish you continued Godspeed.
Amen. That is Ms. Nallorance, and Nallorance is actually a wife, a mother. She's a singer. She has her own blog radio show. So she does so many things. She puts on events. And so the Lord connected us. I actually interviewed her on my show last year. And so once I found out about her show, we just kind of support each other. And I tell you, it's an awesome thing when you don't feel like you're in competition with anyone, but you're, just really supporting each other. And I praise God for those connections.
All right, we have another
that would like to share. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hello, my name is Minnie Marie.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Hi, Minnie Marie. Hi.
Hi, Janae. How are you?
I am glad. Thank you.
I am so loving the show. I'm enjoying it. Thank you. You are such an inspirational woman, and I'm really, really taking all this in. So this is a great blog.
Thank you so much for dialing in and sharing that, because I tell you, as the people that are actually giving out all the time, you would love to hear how the receiving end. You love to hear the feedback. So thank you so much for taking the time to share that, because I know that really encouraged her additionally.
Okay. Oh, my. And Aaliyah, I just wanted to share that Minnie Marie is a dynamo in the Augusta, Georgia area. She has a big family, a set of twins. She is one of those multi-purpose moms. She runs a group called Purposeful Moms, where she keeps so many women inspired in terms of living their full purpose. And mm-hmm. she is just a dynamic person. And I'm so glad that she called in. Thank you, Minnie Marie.
I have a question.
Yes.
And I tried to share with some of the listeners or some of our group to listen in today. But one of the questions I have is, why is it that so many women feel the guilt of stepping out if they walk within that purpose? If you, like, if you are that confident woman, if you are, you know, pursuing, why is that, like, guilt over, like, hanging over? Like, I think the previous caller mentioned that, that you are more than just the wife and just the mother. And that's one of the things that I say, too. But there's always this guilt that's kind of like an umbrella that, like, kind of hovers over when you mm-hmm. kind of, as a woman, take the initiative to be assertive and walk in fully within your, you know, your creative genius of your purpose. And even sometimes within your peers with other women, mm-hmm. it's looked at as, you know, like she's doing too much, or why is she doing that? So how, why is it, how can we prevent that guilt? That's the first thing. How can we prevent that guilt? And why is it that it's looked upon in that way when we do see women being like how you two are, confident, encouraging, and inspired? Like, why is it kind of like that? I hope it makes sense. It may have been two questions in one.
It does.
But it was more in depth. I wanted to really kind of talk about that.
Awesome. I'm going to let her answer awesome. First, and then I'm going to answer next.
Okay, great. Thank you. And so Minnie Marie's question was, how does one as a purpose-driven mom prevent the guilt, and why is it looked upon oftentimes negatively? Well, you know, when we look back what the role of a wife and a mother is, oftentimes a word that is described is being nurturer. And then when you are a wife and a mother who is a nurturer and you're used to taking care of things and taking care of people, it is a natural byproduct to also want to take care of things outside of the home. What typically happens, though, is that if you're a person who also chooses to work outside the home or be involved in different events outside the home, it is perceived that within this 24 hours in the day, if you are spending 8 hours outside of the home and outside of your family on some other venture, then that is 8 hours less that your family has to have, and so therefore they're the ones who will be suffering. Recent research suggests, though, what is the whole woman, the whole person that one is bringing to the family, to the marriage, to the relationship, to the parenting role? And what lesson are we then teaching our children? In the economy that we're living in, it's not very likely that many girls growing up is going to be able to stay at home and not pursue a professional career. And that's not to say that stay-at-home moms aren't working. My husband was so generous as a military officer, where the first years in our marriage, I was blessed to be able to stay at home. I soon realized, I will go publicly to say, that I was a better wife and mother when I was starting working. And what I have found is that you need that stimulation outside, me personally, to be able to be a better wife and a better parent, so that your children can be stimulated as well by you feeling fulfilled. If we are not living our lives abundantly, believe me, that ends up impacting a relationship with your significant other, and it ends up impacting the relationship of what your children see the role of a fulfilled woman. I have two adult sons, and they both intend to have relationships with young women who are purposeful driven, and I applaud them in that. Why it is looked upon negatively, I would imagine it's because the 24 hours that you have in a day, if you're spending hours outside of the home, then that means the family is at a loss. But here is an awesome opportunity to develop the partnership between you and your significant other, and being able to co-parent the children effectively. And imagine how powerful that will be when those children leave the home and have their own relationships. How to prevent the guilt? I've often taken my sons with me on different events. I try to have discussions with them about the relationships that they would get into as they became adults. I talk with my husband about my dreams and the things that I want to pursue. Because believe me, ladies, there is truth in that old saying, happy wife, happy life. unhappy wife can make for some very stressful opportunities at home. But in preventing the guilt, do exactly what Minnie Marie has done. Join social media with other like-minded women. Be involved in the community. Taper your time in such a way where you're able to juggle as much as you can. You won't be able to do everything under the sun, but you will be able to do something so that you feel fulfilled. And I think social media gives a lot of women the flexibility to do that. Aaliyah, your thoughts?
Okay. I agree. It's Minnie Marie, right?
Yes.
Okay. Minnie Marie, I'm going to tell you this. I am one of those people that they're like, how in the world do you do everything that you do? And I say mm-hmm. it's like this. That Proverbs 31 woman, she did many things and she did them well. God has equipped
Absolutely.
Us with the talents to be able to do so. We can be that mom, we can be that wife, we can be that entrepreneur and have several businesses and do them very well. So all you mm-hmm. have to do is say, God, you've equipped me for this. So Lord, show me how to be that wife that he needs me to be. Show me how to be the mother the kids need me to be, and show me how to be that business owner that I want to be. And I tell you, he will give you the creativity to make it happen, because like she said, a happy wife is going to make that family happy, because if you're miserable, they're going to feel it. So you got to be happy and fulfilled. And, you know, a lot of times we hit a certain age. I know when I hit 35, I was like, okay, God, there's something more to my life. I love, you know, being mother. I love being a wife, but there's something more. And I've always loved people. And so God was like, well, you've always motivated people. You've always empowered people, but I didn't see it. And so when I had the awakening, if you will, and mm-hmm. I started praying about my purpose, he showed me how to do all things and do them. You know, I'm not saying I do them perfectly, because sometimes, you know, we still kind of drop some things. You're like, wait a minute, hold on, you know. But, you know, you try to strategize so that you can do them all well. And like she said, you know, I used to take my daughter with me when we go feed the homeless and go to different things so that
Absolutely.
She can see what mom does, but at the same time she can learn. And it engrafts a sense of humility, because there's so much endearment in the age group, you know, in these children. It gives an added compassion that needs to be there. So, and the guilt part, you know what? There's no condemnation in Christ, so I don't allow guilt to try
there
to talk
go.
To me. I think thought don't belong to me. Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you all so
yes.
much.
Oh, you are
oh,
so
you.
Very welcome. Thank you for listening. Thanks for dialing in. Have a great evening.
All right, you
oh,
too.
Aaliyah, can I share one point?
Yes.
Oh, great. Minnie Marie really tapped onto something very powerful there, and I wanted to share with her and the listeners out there that every successful life endeavor, and especially you mentioning business, Aaliyah, or organization mm-hmm. requires a vision which leads to a plan. And of course, that goes back to our conversation about goals. I want everyone to remember and believe that no enterprise is more essential than the business of your own life. Having a clear vision of where you are and what you are pursuing is very important. If you have no vision, the moving forward to the destination may cause you to find yourself going round and round in circles, and you wonder why you're feeling stuck and getting nowhere. And like a business, you need a vision from which your mission and strategic plan can be developed. This will help you to remain passionate and engaged in your personal work as well as in your professional work. And so I want to encourage everyone, since the topic is about setting goals, and goals usually come from a vision, remember, look at your life like it's a business and you are planning and organizing. And mothers know what's involved in that and organizing. And if we have any male listeners out there, you know, I know that you are aware of how to organize. But I want everyone to remember, your life is your business. It's life business, and you hold the key. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, so very much. Minnie Marie, did we answer everything for you?
I'm multitasking just like she said. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Thank you all so, so much.
All right.
Oh,
you are
you
so
question.
Welcome. Yes, and thank you again for dialing in for us. All right, if you have a question for Dr. Janae or myself, or even just a comment, just dial 1 and we will bring you on. You can ask your question. We'd definitely be happy to answer it. Dial 1 if you have a question. I tell you, you know, so many times people are just afraid to step out, you know, because the uncertainty of what you don't know. We have another caller, so let's go ahead and take that caller.
Sure.
Welcome to On Friday Inspire with Aaliyah and Dr. Janae. Who do we have on the line with us?
Casual Shannon. Glad
Good
to be
evening.
Here. Good
Good
evening.
Evening. Good evening.
I have always been self-driven, and it's like I went to school at the age of 35, got a college degree, and now my thing is, now where do I begin? Because it's like I've always said there's more to life than this. There's more to life than that. I've always had this mindset of I want more, I desire more, but then it's like, where do I begin? And then sometimes it seems like there's a hiccup financially to get started. So it's like, where do I begin? You know, okay, God, I believe, I trust, I know, but where do I start?
Tell me,
my
what
goodness.
You
okay,
what
I'm interested in opening up my own daycares. And
okay,
I have actually sat down and wrote down everything to the T as far as planning it. I also have a plan of being a cosmetologist. I sat down, wrote down everything to the T of that. But then it's like, okay, so right, I stepped out where I'm working at a daycare to get all the requirements, the certifications and all that. But then I know I can also go to school, but it's like, okay, daycare 8 to 5, and I can go to school part-time for the cosmetology, it's 5:30 to 9, wife and children, you know. So it's like, okay, where do I begin, you know? And then I find myself, I get so excited about something, I jump from, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, and I want to do this. But that what I do know is I'm tired of being where I am. That's why I'm so ready to just jump on what I need to jump on and do what I need to do.
Okay.
Okay, well, Angela, you said you're tired of being where you are. What does that mean exactly, where you are?
Financially.
Okay.
The thing of, okay, it's either paycheck to paycheck or a little more than enough to where I'm ready to get to the point of to where if we want to go do something extra, I'm not pulling from this to do this. I'm not pulling from that to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just to financial freedom to where you're able to just, I mean, even I told my husband, I said, I'm at the point where one day we do have a conference or something and they call for a seed sowing, we shouldn't have to struggle to sow seed. It should already be
sure.
there. You know what
sure.
I'm saying? So just that's the place what I want out of, you know. I want the financial freedom, you know, and I've been praying God for wisdom, financial wisdom, you know, on everything that we need to do, where we need to begin, where we need to start. But then I know I have all these goals. I mean, I'm just a goal setter, but it's about goal reaching. You know, it's more than just to set a goal, but actually do it, you know.
Well, Angela, can I do something with you at the moment then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I hear that you've shared, and this is similar to what happens in a coaching session. You mentioned that you're self-driven. You went to college at 35. You're interested in opening your own daycare, but then you're also interested in cosmetology. And then you also shared that your primary focus is wanting financial freedom. In your description of everything, you had shared that you're thinking about the daycare, but then you're also considering the cosmetology. Do you feel
yes,
that those are two things you can do at the same time?
I do. I said because I actually wouldn't. I want to be the owner operator of it. As far as like working in it, that can be a drop in. But like I told my husband, because he cuts hair good, I said we had our own salon added onto the house. You know, we pretty much make our own hair schedule. So it's like my mind go all over the place of ways I can work this out and work that out.
Okay, well, here's what I would suggest to you. Earlier in the radio broadcast, we talked about goal setters operate from using SMART goal, SMART, S-M-A-R-T. And the first letter for S is defined as specific. you mentioned either daycare or cosmetology. Can you be more specific if you had to choose one? If the money was available right now and you had to choose one, what specific one would you choose?
I believe cosmetology.
Okay, so let's work with that as an example. The M in SMART is measurable. If you specifically chose cosmetology, all right, and we were to measure when you would be able to start your getting your license, do you currently have a license?
No, ma'am.
Okay, then. So then in order for you to be able to accept clients, would you need a license?
No, because once you learn,
if you're operating a business out of your home,
right?
Many people, you know, legally, if you're operating it out of your home. However, I've gone to a number of hairstylists where it was out of their home, and so and that's definitely a way to get started. But when we look at whether or not you're being specific with the cosmetology, whether it's measurable, from measurable, we would have to ask ourselves, how soon would you actually be able to earn money as a cosmetologist? Now, if you're doing it and don't yet have your license and you have individuals who are trusting you, what would be the soonest period of time that you'd be able to start earning money doing people's hair?
Oh, wow. And see, that's the thing. I don't do anyone's hair, but I have babysat within my home. And
So are you changing what you're being specific about from cosmetology to daycare?
Yes, ma'am, because that would go, that would get me in faster than the actual cosmetology would.
So now you see why Ms. Butler created this topic, because oftentimes we have dreams, but when we sit down, and whether you're sitting down with a coach or you're sitting down with a confidant, it's important to be able to identify what the specific item is. And based on our 5 minutes together just now, you went from the cosmetology to realizing that it might be more feasible and measurable to do daycare. So then the A in SMART is attainable. Do you feel then that it would be more attainable? You would be able to activate a daycare more quickly than you would taking care of people's hair? Would you say that?
I would. Yes, ma'am.
And how soon would you be, if you were able to start a daycare in your home, how many kids you think you'd be able to start with?
In my home, probably about 10, 12.
Okay, so if you were able to start with 10 or 12 clients, 10 or 12 children, how soon would that be able to start?
In my home.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would have to stop my day job, but, I mean, they could. I say within maybe a month or so, because it's one girl now that wants me to keep her children, but she worked weekends, and I'm like, I can't do that, you know.
Yes. Well, let me show you right now what you just accomplished. You just accomplished putting your goal through the SMART process, SMART, S-M-A-R-T, specific. You specifically went from cosmetology to daycare, and you felt that was going to be more realistic. The M in SMART is measurable, and you were able to determine that, yes, you can probably get 10 to 12 kids if you were to actively start your daycare business. A in SMART is attainable. You said that, yes, it's probably attainable because there's one young lady now who would like you to take care of her children, but it's on the weekend, and you don't think that that would work. The R in SMART is relevant. Is it relevant? Absolutely, because you already know people who would immediately contract you for your services more quickly than if you were to try to open a cosmetology salon. And when I asked you the last item in the SMART goal, which is time frame, I asked you how soon would you be able to get clients if you were to truly activate daycare, and you said 1 month. That is what coaching does. It helps the individual to identify their goal. It helps them to break down the goal into the steps that they would need to accomplish it. And then a coach would work with you on keeping you accountable, because you said you wanted to start this in a month. So you working with the coach would probably be contacting you every week to find out what steps you have put in place in order to meet this accomplishment in 1 month. Congratulations to you, Angela. You are on your way.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
I had a- I had a thought for as well, Dr. Janae.
Awesome.
So say that, you know, because, of course, you got to get the buy-in from the husband, you know, because he might
right.
be like, well, baby, 1 month is just too soon. So what you could do is tell him, this is what we could do. I can use vacation time during spring break. During spring break, mm-hmm. I can put out flyers, put flyers ahead of time, and have planned events and planned things for to keep children during the spring break portion. You'll probably make more money than you do on your job, number one. And number two, you'll get a taste of what it is that you're wanting to do.
Right.
That gives you a real-life scenario. And you will have, mm-hmm. you know, that could be other kids that you could keep in after-school care in addition to what you're doing. Because after-school
mm-hmm.
care, you'll have older school-age children. So,
right.
you know, you can look at things in that manner as well. So, you know, if your husband says, okay, baby, that's just a little too soon, that's something you can look at. You have about 3 months before a spring break. So if you all don't have any plans, you could just make some plans that way you can center around a certain number of children. And you
mm-hmm.
and your children and those children can, you know, do those things if you have a way of transporting them. Or if you don't have a way of transporting them, do some staycation fun activities and still make money doing what it is that you want to do because you've already set your goal to attain it because we're walking in greatness this year.
Right. Wow.
Oh, that's awesome,
wow.
Aaliyah. That is awesome.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. So I hope you know, this call has helped you tonight, you know, kind of set some things, some strategies for getting some things done because it's attainable. It's like I
yeah.
asked a person the other day when God had me, you know, speak some things to him. I said, how bad do you want it? That's the question.
Wow.
How bad do you want what it is that's
wow.
on the inside that's burning? How bad do you
wow.
want it?
Wow.
Well, thank you so much for tuning
thank
in.
You.
You are so very welcome. So
absolutely.
We're here each and every week.
Congratulations to you.
Yes, congratulations
thank
in
you.
Advance. And we
thank
are so
you.
Excited for you. We're celebrating with you now.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You are so very
awesome.
Welcome. Have a great night. And we're here each and every week. To On Fire to Inspire, I'm here every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
All right.
Praise God.
All
yes.
right. Thanks again for down there. All right, Dr. Janae. Great. That was an on-the-job real-life scenario. So, you know,
it sure
it's
was.
Impactful.
Oh,
and, it, and I just, you know, I thank God for, you know, us being able to just kind of roll up and help her see right now how she can attain her goals, but what can she see and actually see an asset or a profit in her hand immediately? You know, how
oh,
can we
absolutely.
Get it done?
So, absolutely.
It. One of
my favorite scriptures is Psalm 37:4, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I can hear the passion that she's wanting to do this, one of these opportunities. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
so excited for her. And I hope that her takeaway is, like you said, to first have that conversation with her husband and to take
yes.
small steps and to activate that dream.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, just write it down, tell him what it is you want to do. And, you know, you never know how he might, you know, just say, oh, you know what, baby, yes, I think that, you know, 1 month may be a little too soon. However, spring break, hey, that's attainable. We can do this. And he may even, you know, if he's he does barbering, he may be able to put some flyers out where he's working. So she has her clientele automatically. You know, it's teamwork when you're helping fulfill. When you're walking together, you're supposed to walk together in love and light and to build each other up. So, yes, I absolutely love it. Well, do we have any other questions tonight? I'm so excited. I love it. I love it. We have any other questions or comments tonight? Press 1 if you have a question or a comment for Dr. Janae or myself. We're truly loving and enjoying this feedback because it's so real. It is so real.
Absolutely.
Press 1 if you have a question or a comment. Well, I do see some things on our Facebook event, our chat. James Bishop Brown said, great show on setting goals, and he talked about how he worked while his wife went to school so that she didn't have to work. He was wanting to equip her with what it
awesome.
Is she wanted to do. So that, I love getting feedback from the men's side as well, you know.
Absolutely.
Because we women, we're verbal. The men sometimes aren't. And then Dr. Melinda Jones has also said she loved how she said how you encouraged the callers to accomplish goals. She loved your spirit, and she encouraged and she said you encouraged them to make goals and stick to it and make it clear. So I really, really love that. So, and that's one of the things, setting those attainable goals. You know, yes, we want to make $1 million, but can we do it today? We could. Immediately, no. So what can we do to make those small steps to get to that goal? You know, set attainable goals. Don't set something that's so far-fetched to where you're just discouraged before you get, you're overwhelmed before you get started, you know.
Yes.
Yes. So what is it that you can do now to take baby steps to get there? Like for her scenario, she can start creating flyers and start getting the word out. Put in her vacation time so she can go in and have that. And then she already have everything in place. What is it that you can do? And I tell people, do something daily towards your goal. If it's nothing but doing research today, what is it that
Absolutely.
You can do daily to attain your goal?
Absolutely.
Well, I absolutely love it. Well, did you have any final words? Because everybody's kind of quiet. They're not saying anything, asking any more questions. Do you have anything else to say?
Well, yes. I want to share with everyone that if you've not experienced developing a vision board, certainly go ahead and do that. I try to have one every year in order to make sure that I stay focused on the things that I want to accomplish in life. And I also wanted to emphasize with everyone that having a holistic life falls into five areas: your spiritual, your wellness, your relationship, your work, and your leisure. And so often we have to find ways to be in flow within all of those areas. And if anybody wants to reach out to me and keep the discussion going on Facebook, they can find me on my personal page at Janae, J-A-apostrophe-N-E-T Bishop. Certainly reach out and message me. I'll be glad to assist in any way. Or you can find me on my business page, which is Have Joy LLC. Or you can email me at Janet, there's no apostrophe in that, Janet, J-A-N-E-T, at HaveJoyLLC.com. That's Janet at HaveJoyLLC.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Janet Bishop or visit my website, www.HaveJoyLLC.com. I just want to take this opportunity again, Aaliyah, to thank you for reaching out to me. I look forward to being of service to you, to any of the listeners out there, and I give God the praise for you following your purpose and your passion to impact lives in the way that you are. God bless you for all that you do.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. In your book, How Much Joy is in Your Journey, A Creative Guide to Fearless Vision, that is, what's your anticipated release date?
Oh, yes. Well, I am expecting to launch it by the end of February. It is an amazing book. I've just recently received the proof, so I'm so excited. The approach that we use in the book is that it's like coaching yourself. There are inspirational quotes, real-life stories, reflective insights, coaching questions and resources. The book will guide the reader through insights to help them develop a strategy for their vision, for their personal and professional life, and to be more aligned with their values. It's an investment in their well-being. And so certainly I'll be posting it on my Facebook as well as a business page. And I know it's going to be a blessing to many people. And I look forward to using it as I coach the women that come across my path.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you again for joining us tonight. It's just been a
you.
Pleasure. And I just really love seeing, you know, when people's babies leap. Because you actually made her baby leap for her. That baby leap, and she was already excited. And so I thank you. I truly thank you because I get so much feedback via Facebook, you know, text messages, chats about how the shows are impacting lives. And I thank God for guests like
God.
You that, you know, that is living, that, you know, you're living on purpose, you're walking in purpose, and you're wanting to help others do the same. So thank you so much
Absolutely.
For being that light. Yes.
Oh, thank you for the honor. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, thank you all for listening tonight to On Fire to Inspire. Like I said, there is greatness in you, and we are going to be walking in that greatness in 2016. It's not going to be any excuses. There aren't going to be any excuses. There aren't going to be any not going to be any procrastination, and there's not going to be any delay. We are walking in the fruitfulness and the greatness that God has put on the inside of each and every person. So I thank God for each and every one of you tonight. And I thank you for listening to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire. Dial in each and every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are here to impact, educate, empower, and push you into your purpose. Again, my name is Aaliyah Butler. We are here. I am the author of a book entitled On Fire to Inspire. It is a book divinely inspired by God to help push you into your purpose. I call myself a purpose midwife. I don't birth babies. I birth purpose. So if you go on to Amazon or Kindle, you can see any of the books. I say I empower the parents and I educate the children. There's a children's book called A Learning Book Just for Me, and the book teaches in foundational English and Spanish. And if you get the paperback, and you order it directly from me, you get it with a music CD. If you're ordering online, of course, it only has the book as an e-book and the paperback. But, again, we look forward to you reaching out to us next week, coming on back, because we are talking about what is your why. Because, see, your why can't be just about making money, because when you get to that money, that amount, your why has to be upgraded. So what is your why? What is it that makes you want to do what you're going to be doing? So we have the Unstoppable Coach, Coach Terrence, coming in, and he's going to talk about what is your why. So make sure you tune in next week. Tell your family, tell your friends, tune in by phone or by the internet link listening in. It's time to live the life that God created for you to live. No more settling, no more existing. It's time to live in the greatness that's on the inside of you now. Thank you again for listening in to On Fire to Inspire. Good night.